and I want to break free. Now, the Gilbert and Sullivan Society of WA is presenting an operetta by Gilbert and Sullivan, you won't be surprised to hear, and this one is called Utopia Limited. I had never heard of this, but I've done a little bit of research. It sounds incredibly interesting, and in the studio today, we have the conductor of this show, the musical director, Baden Adams. Good morning, Baden.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, this is an operetta that's not done very often. Why do you think that is?
For good reason. Well, because it's really hard to put on. It's got a massive cast, and it's one of their longest shows.
Okay.
So we've got about 17 named characters plus chorus.
Wow, yes.
So that's the first reason. And to find all these tenors, it's really hard. Yeah, but we somehow managed, and so that's the main reason. And then it's the second last opera that they did. So this is right after, or right in the peak, Gilbert and Sullivan's like big arguments. They were kind of scared to like judge each other's work or give advice. So there's lots of dialogue, lots of music. So we've had to make some cuts to like be Gilbert and Sullivan's feedback kind of thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so just super hard to put on with the cast, especially.
Yes.
We've managed.
Yes, expensive in lots of ways. If it was a professional company, obviously all those named characters would have to be principal artists. But also sounds expensive for costuming as well.
Very, very expensive because quite a lot of the people in the chorus have separate roles in the beginning, and then everyone in the chorus goes into their ball gowns at the end. So yeah, lots of costumes, but I've had a look at the costumes. They all look amazing. So yeah, excited to see it all.
And so it's like a lot of Gilbert Sullivan, it's a bit of a satire, and some of it, where is it set?
It's set on this utopian island, and it's about this king's daughters who he sent over to England, and they've just come over and they want to put all this English fashion and English way of living on this utopian island.
So where is the island? I mean, where?
It's not really said. It's kind of...
But like a Caribbean island? Or
it's a Caribbean island.
Yeah, so yeah. A hot tropical island.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Mm. Interesting. So they're trying to bring their Englishness. So for people that haven't seen any Gilbert and Sullivan shows, there's always some reference to the Englishness and its the class system or the attitude to foreigners. And this sounds like it's got all of that in spades. The alternative title is The Flowers of Progress. Why is that?
Yeah, so the Flowers of Progress are the bunch of English people come over to kind of control the Englishness and teach everyone the English.
It's about colonialism.
It is.
Yeah.
But...
And does that feel a bit on the nose these days, or is it still funny?
It does feel on the nose a little bit, but we're being careful with it, and we've made sure that it's for comedic reasons, but we've got... By keeping it in mind that...
Yeah, yeah, it's a hard one, isn't it? Because we obviously laugh about different things to we might have done in the late 19th century.
But that's the hard thing about Gilbert and Sullivan, because all of it has those moments, because it was composed, well, every opera was composed like 100 or so years ago, and it's a different world now. But directors learn to live with that and treat it carefully.
Yeah, and audiences also understand that perhaps these are not the attitudes that... And also they're poking fun at it, so it's they are having a look at it in a satirical way, which is perhaps more forgivable. So tell us, so you're the musical director, tell us how the music compares to other Gilbert and Sullivans, because I don't think I know any of the music from this show.
So this show, it was one of their last.
What was the last?
The Mikado, which...
which was, of course, is one of the absolute huge hits.
Of course, yeah.
And you're doing that next year?
They're doing that at the end of this year.
Oh, wonderful.
So that'll be really exciting. I won't be in that one, but I'll definitely go and see it. But this one, it's definitely quite the most mature of Sullivan's works. Harmony-wise, form-wise, it's just... And instrumentation-wise, it's really... really mature for compared to the other ones. And we're replacing the overture with the Imperial March, not the Star Wars one. And it's meant for a 50-piece orchestra, which is kind of unheard of for Gilbert and Sullivan. So,
but surely it can't be just the march that's meant for a 50-piece orchestra, or was it composed for something else?
It was composed for something else, but in earlier performances, they decided to treat the Imperial March as the overture.
But then they couldn't have let 30 of them go.
No. So back then, they did have the bigger orchestra. And again, that's just why it's not done so much.
Yes.
Recently.
Because but you so have expensive. Got reductions for it?
We've made reductions. I'm making some arrangements of the march, the Imperial March. So we'll make it work.
Yeah. I'm sure you will. And as you were saying, it is at the Dolphin Theatre, which has... Does it have a pit?
It does have a pit. It's a smaller pit, but we'll definitely make do. But it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice and not tight. Well, yeah, nice and personal. It's going to be nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
And have you started rehearsing with the orchestra yet?
The orchestra, not yet. We'll start that in a couple of weeks and... Yeah, it's going to be fun, but we have finished all the music rehearsals for the cast.
For the cast,
we're on the third or fourth week now of production, and it's going really well. It's, really exciting.
And who's directing this year?
We've got Alan Needham as the director. So he didn't do it last time, but the last time we did this show was 2001.
Wow.
Yeah, and the last time before that was 1980s, I think it was. It's... We're bringing back a little bit of what we did in 2001.
Right.
But we're putting Alan's own twist and all that in. Yeah.
Interesting. So, I'm talking to Baden Adams, who's the musical director of the Gilbert and Sullivan's new production of Utopia Limited, which is going to be on the Dolphin Theatre from the 30th of May to the 7th of June. And who do you have in your cast?
In our cast, the cast I'm really impressed with. So, as our Lady Sophie, we've got Belinda Butler, who has been in many
of our... She was just in Pirates with me.
She was just in Pirates, yes, and she's been in many of our Gilbert and Sullivan
shows.
And
who's Lady Sophie?
Lady Sophie is the maid from England who teaches...
Oh, the governess.
Yeah.
Who teaches the foreigners.
That's right.
Yes, yeah. Lovely.
So she's the bit of the scary lady. If you don't do this, you will get told off.
Yeah.
Don't do anything wrong around her. And then our King Paramount, this is his last show to make, like, a complete set of Gilbert and Sullivan. So after this, he's done every single Gilbert and Sullivan opera. So he's really excited to be here, and he's doing a great job as being the king.
And who's that?
It's Michael Cummings. Yeah, so he's been great to work with. And his two wise men who control the king are Ascafio and Fantus, and that's John Meehan and Lincoln Matrosis. Those three as a trio. They're, like, you don't want to miss them. Like, they're the three to watch, definitely.
Great. That sounds like a wonderful cast. And we were going to play you out with some of the music. Now, what should we choose? Should we do the Imperial March, or shall we do the Let All Your Doubts Take Wing?
Let's do Let All Your Doubts Take Wing.
Okay, and what's going on in this, then?
So this is the subplot of the story, and every opera's got to have, like, a love triangle going on. So this is where Scafio says, oh, I really, really love Princess Zara. And she's just the most gorgeous person I've ever seen. And then Fantas goes, oh yes, I will be your wingman. But then Fantas also falls in love with her.
As you do. It sounds, it sounds suitably Gilbert and Sullivan. So if this sounds like you, you can get tickets to Utopia Limited. They are already on sale. You can go to the website, GSWA. So that's all one word, GSWA.org.au, and that opens at the Dolphin Theatre in UWA on May the 30th. Thank you very much for talking to us, Baden.
Thanks for having me.
This is Let All Your Doubts Take Wing.
Let all your doubts take wing, our influence is great. If paramount a king presume to hesitate, but on the screw and caution him that he will rue disaster grim, that must ensue to life and limb, should he poo-poo this harmless whim.
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 It is to say a harmless whim, a harmless whim.
Don't have this harmless whim.